Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Everybody is talking about, we've got the NFL, we've got fans, and we have the President of the United States. And so another interesting day here in the divided states of America. And if it hasn't been painfully obvious to you before, it should be painfully obvious to you now, as we're just picking all kinds of, who needs Kim Jong-un when you have the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, the National Football League, and President Trump, and social media, and Facebook, and millionaires, and billionaires, and zillionaires, and all the other things going on. It doesn't take much to create a flash fire in the United States of America anymore. But this is an interesting topic, I think, on a number of levels. I am live today from beautiful Southern California, where it does not look like North Carolina in the least. They have mountains. I can see mountains outside. I'm here at Harvest Christian Fellowship, Pastor Greg Laurie, and I'm here for some Harvest America meetings and some staff meetings, some other things. So always a joy to be out here. For those of you on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio. If you want to join us live here in the boardroom, this is the executive boardroom at Harvest Christian Fellowship. Just right out that way, out the door, out of the boardroom and to the right is Greg Laurie's office and some other folks. So always great to be out here. And by the way, speaking of Greg Laurie and Harvest, this Thursday, of course, the One Night Only Fathom event, Steve McQueen, American Icon. And so that's in theaters. One Night Only this Thursday. I've been talking about it off and on for the last couple of months, really. But this is not only is it one of those stories, a fabulous story of one of the biggest Hollywood stars really in history, but at the time of his passing, Steve McQueen was just, you know, at the top of his game. But he became a little bit of a recluse. He died of mesothelioma in 1980, really nasty cancer, and he was doing some experimental treatment down in Mexico. But the story that most people don't know is that Steve McQueen became a born-again follower of Jesus Christ. And no, it wasn't after he got sick. It wasn't a deathbed conversion. It wasn't one of those things like there's no atheist in a foxhole. He became a believer, and then he got sick. And then the fascinating thing about this story, and Greg Laurie found out about it, Pastor Greg, and then started to investigate it himself, which led to the book, Steve McQueen, The Salvation of an American Icon, and now the movie, a documentary, beautifully done. I've seen it a couple times now, One Night Only Fathom event. It shows you this wild life of Steve McQueen's, which was very difficult early on, and even as he found fame, fortune, wine, women, and song, everything. Guess what? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow was empty, and it left him wanting. He created a fortune, then he lost it, then he created it again, and he became a born-again Christian. And so it's an incredible movie just for the testimony portion of it, but also at the end of the movie, Pastor Greg Laurie in the movie does a very clear presentation of the gospel and an invitation to become a follower of Jesus Christ and be born again. So that's all part of it, a great opportunity, yet another tool in our bag to share the gospel with people. And you just don't know what God will do with that and the conversation that can ensue afterwards. So remember, that's this Thursday all across the country, stevemcqueenmovie.com. You can get your tickets there, stevemcqueenmovie.com. Okay, I'm just going to go right to the phones. Let's open it up. I just want to see if this is ticking you off, if you're mad at the NFL, are you mad at the president? Are you disinterested? Are you going to boycott the NFL? That's out there. I shared a bunch of stuff on it this morning, but really I want to hear from you today and see where you come down on this issue. And it should be even an issue on the radar screen of a Christian. Now, shouldn't we just be all about evangelism and discipleship and let's not worry about the culture's doing? But this is, we're all Americans too, most of us anyway, watching or listening today. And so what do you make of this whole mess in the NFL? And they had a bunch of guys, over 200 guys, refused to take part in the national anthem yesterday. We'll see what happens tonight with the Cowboys. I kind of doubt that they're going to go down that road, but we'll see. So Monday Night Football, and the NFL's not doing well at all, but their ratings, everybody thought that they were the ironclad machine in the TV world, but their ratings are off, I think, 14% last year. And do you think this is going to hurt them? So where do you come down on this current controversy? And maybe you think it's no big deal at all. 866-348 7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, I want to hear from you today. We've got three segments to do that on the show. And then it's a Monday, so we'll have a Money Monday update with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital in the last segment of the show. But between now and then, I want to talk to you guys and see what you think. I could sit here and pontificate all day long. You know that. You assuming I have a position, and I do. But I struggle with these things these days. I think 5 or 6 years ago, I was a lot more hell-bent for leather and was ready to go to down on the mat with the culture war at the drop of a hat. And today I'm a little more introspective about it. I'm a little more contemplative about it. And now I'm a little bit more of a student of what it means about us as Americans and us as Christians. Do you have to, can you be patriotic? Is it patriotic to exercise your free speech rights? Listen, there was one guy, this was a great story. That's a pretty cool story. And people are calling in now. So I'll get to your calls in just a second. 866-348-7884. NFL National Anthem flap sees Steelers coach Mike Tomlin rap Alejandro Villanueva while his jersey sales soar. So all of a sudden, because Alejandro Villanueva, who served three tours of duty in Afghanistan, decorated Army Ranger, the Steelers stayed in. They stayed inside. They didn't come out of the tunnel because, according to the coach, they decided just they didn't want to be a part of the conversation at all. Because I'm sure you're going to have some of them that were going to take a knee and some of them that were going to stand. And it looked like they were a unified front, except this guy, Alejandro Villanueva, came out of the thing and stood there with his, I'm looking at a picture, stood there during the national anthem, as he should, as a veteran of Afghanistan. Three tours there. Guy's an American hero, and I'm glad he did it. But what do you think today as we discuss this topic? One more thing going on here in the divided states of America. I'm going to go to one call real quick, try to get Lucy on, calling in from Gastonia, North Carolina. Lucy, you're on with Steve. Go ahead. Hey, Lucy, are you there? I'm going to put Lucy back on hold and see, because we're coming up on a break anyway. But we'll see if we can get Lucy on there. And some people, I mean, you go look at social media. Now look, here's this is a little head nod to our president, fake news. This one was coming out this morning. I was getting text messages. I saw it on social media. Hey, did you see what Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys said? And he actually never said that. And then there was another thing. He said he was going to fire anybody if they didn't do it. Then there was another thing that claimed that the NFL rule book said that you have to. It's like page 62 and 63, that you have to stand during the national anthem. But the 2017 NFL rulebook doesn't say any such thing. It doesn't mention the national anthem at all. So they have that protected right, do they not? But is it right for them to do it? What do you think about the NFL? What do you think about the fans? What do you think about the players? What do you think about what President Trump has done inserting himself into the conversation? 866-348-7884. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, talking about the NFL, the players, the coaches, the president, and the fans. Really, it's on one level, it's a bunch of multimillionaires arguing. So most of us can't relate to that. But there are bigger issues involved. And so what do you think? Do you think are you against the NFL? Or are you ready to boycott the NFL? Or do you say that, hey, it's their free speech right, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But that is America. They have their free speech. And so that's the deal. They're allowed to do that. And there is nothing, by the way, in the NFL rules for 2017 that says these players have to stand or do anything to respect the flag or the anthem. That's not in there. Somebody put that out earlier this morning that it was in the rule book, and it isn't. That's been proven false. And so tonight we'll see it again. Cowboys, I think, are playing the Cardinals, and we'll see what happens. But what do you think about that? Where do you come down on this particular one? And maybe as a Christian, you're like, Steve, why are we even talking about this? There's lost people. There's discipleship. There's the hurting people in Florida and Texas and the Caribbean. Why is this even an issue? Because we're driven by the media, sadly. And so whatever the media drives, we tend to get on the bandwagon. And doesn't that get old? It certainly does for me. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to jump over here to Janae calling in from Winston-Salem. Janae, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. Are you there, Janae? Hey, Howard, you want to try to pull Janae up on the air? I'll put her back on hold. And Howard, why don't you just try to pull her up right quick and see if you want to, if that'll work, because I can't get her up on the air here. Or I'll go try from Ruth, too. Let me try that right quick. Let me go to Ruth calling in from Winston-Salem. Ruth, are you there? Ruth is not there. Okay, Howard. So I'll let Howard keep trying that. Howard's my producer back in Winston-Salem. Again, I'm live from Southern California, Riverside. I'm here at Harvest Christian Fellowship and talking today about the NFL. So I'm trying to do something here and make sure we're trying to get the phones going, because I want to hear from you guys today. But a bunch of people are kind of chiming in here on Facebook Live, so let me go to those comments, because those are just as good as call-ins, and we have a lot of people saying a lot of different things on Facebook Live. Peggy's taking the stand, not watching any team who kneels or refuses to come on the field and stand up for the anthem. And so there's that whole notion out there. Do you think we should be boycotting? Now listen, you don't stand up and the fans do, welcome to the free market. That's the way the market works. You don't like it, start boycotting them. Listen, the NFL's down 14% last year in their viewership, and you keep driving it down, you might see if it hits their paychecks. I just don't know if it will. How long will it take? But also, it's a matter of conscience. Let's see what else other people are saying. Doreen said, this is on Facebook Live, kneel for Jesus. Sisters and brothers died for their freedom, brought home with our flag wrapped around their caskets. And for a lot of people, that's the deal. Forget what Donald Trump said about the NFL. And even I think when you're on the field and the whole place, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people are standing up to honor the flag and the national anthem. Is that the place to be dealing with Black Lives Matter or police brutality? For a lot of people, I mean, isn't it supposed to be somewhere where we can get away on Sunday? You want to watch a game, and do you really want it politicized? I've got a great article I'm going to read from here in the third segment of the show from the Wall Street Journal, which I think makes some great points, the politicization of everything. I'm going to try another call here, see if we can get that done. So let's try that again. If anybody wants to call in and just share what you think on it, we're going to give it another try, and then I'll just keep sharing things that I've been encountering all day as I've been reading things. And last night, 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Are you ready to boycott the NFL? Maybe your boycott started yesterday, or it's going to start tonight. So some people on Facebook Live, Rose said, just to have them go ahead and go to Haiti or Honduras or anywhere else, that would be interesting. Why aren't they talking about that? Why aren't they dealing with that? Morgan said, we are boycotting the NFL. If they want to protest, do it somewhere else. Take their no stand and actually make a difference in the Black communities, or push for better laws. Rose also said, I would say that I'm boycotting the NFL, except I never watch it anyway. And that, of course, their numbers are going down. Here's another one from Craig on Facebook Live. If the players boycotted practice or team meetings to protest the same thing, would the NFL execs be as supportive of their First Amendment? That's a great question, Craig. And I think we all know the answer to that. No, they wouldn't put up with that, because, you know, they're there to play the game and they need to practice. But they're also, what's the point of it all if they're not making money? So we'll see what happens with the NFL on this boycott. Harley, also on Facebook Live, said definitely boycott. And I think you got a lot of people going there that they want to boycott. And listen, that's you're right. As an American, I look at this and go, all right, I can understand boycotting. But should we really be getting as worked up about it as we are? And do you think the president should be chiming in? Listen, I'm a 60-40 fan of Donald Trump. I was expecting 60% of what he did would be good, and 40% would be something that would torque me off. He's pretty much on target there, because I don't think he's a major ideologue either way. He's kind of a late to the game as a conservative. I think that part of that's his age, and he knew he had to run as a Republican. But I don't know about you, but I get a little tired of the president of the United States swerving into these things. You know, and listen, that's just the way he communicates. I get frustrated because I think he's the least articulate billionaire on the planet, but he's still my president, and I respect him as much as I possibly can. I definitely respect the office, and I pray for the man and his cabinet and all the leaders in our government. But, you know, what good is that doing? Does the president have an obligation to kind of elevate the topic? Does he have an obligation to promote, at least as much as possible, some type of unity in America? And you could make a case that that's exactly what he's doing, that these guys are promoting disunity by disrespecting the flag, and he's trying to promote unity by promoting patriotism. All right, I'm going to go to the phones one more time. I'm going to try to get to Ruth here from Winston-Salem. Ruth, are you there?
Are you there?
There you go. Ruth, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
And that's quite all right. Okay, Steve, I was going to call in the line of fire, but I got cut off because your show came on, but here I am. I don't normally go on radio that often, but I will now, and I'll talk as fast as you do. I'm a Christian. Can we stand up to the plate and be president of the United States, not being a politician? No, we can't, Steve. Our president is not a politician. I do not agree when he said what he said to the NFL. I do not agree, Steve. However, when he said it, I went, oops. How many times behind closed doors as Christians, and I don't really care if you're Chuck Swindoll or John MacArthur, we say things sometimes that we say to ourselves, oh, my gosh, I put my foot in my mouth.
Right.
But you know what? As much as my husband loves the NFL, he has already said he'll turn it off if he has to. However, two wrongs don't make a right. So anybody who's out there who's ready to throw the first stone, they need to look at themselves in the mirror and see what our president has done in the few months he's been in office, and he's trying to deal with the swamp. We've been corrupt for so long, Steve.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, that's for sure, Ruth. And listen, I agree. I appreciate you calling back in, and I'm sorry you weren't able to get on the air with Dr. Brown, but I'm glad you were able to call in and be with us today. And she makes a great point. Hey, listen, if you're without sin, go ahead and pick up the stone and fire away at the president. Except, you know, he's got a public position. It's probably the most public position in the country. And just like you should be holding me accountable for what I say, whether you're a sinner or not, on the air, because I'm a Christian that's out there publicly, I think it's okay for us to take issue with the way the president says it or what he says or the content of his comments. He's in the public game, and that's part of the deal. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I think he loves the heat, so he stays in the kitchen. That doesn't mean we can't talk about what he's cooking. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. I think we've got our phones working, so I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the NFL, the fans, the players? Are you going to boycott? What do you think about President Trump chiming in on all of this? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And also, I'd throw this at you. If you owned an NFL team, what would you do? Because I mentioned this to my friends on Facebook Live. If you want to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio, or do Facebook Live. So on the radio, while you're listening to commercials, we're continuing a conversation. We kind of take a little step to the left or a step to the right. And we talk sometimes, continue the conversation. Sometimes we have a different conversation on Facebook Live. But I was saying, hey, listen, when I own my business, a residential house painting company, and we'd have 6 or 7 or 8 or 12 job sites a week, residential in people's houses. If you showed up with your political sign for that particular season and you're a candidate, I would have told you, okay, I appreciate you wanting to engage, but you can't do it on my job site. This isn't a place for that. You come here to work. We take care of the customer. We're here because the customer wants us here, and we're going to respect what the customer wants. That's the business world. That's reality. That's the marketplace. And if that person refused to comply, I would have pulled a Donald Trump and I would have fired him. So what would you do? That's another way to come at this. If you were the owner of a NFL team, how would you handle your players that wanted to play this game? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Sheila's calling in from North Carolina. Sheila, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Awesome. Thanks for staying with it, Sheila. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to give you my comment and then let you comment it on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really not a politician. I've never followed it much in my life because of so much about it here and there and different sides and all that. However, I did vote for Trump, and I like him, But I don't think you have to be a politician to be a president. And as for the standing for the flag and the national anthem, I think people should do that. His comments, I heard them also. And I just have one thing I want to say. I don't know whether they should be fired or not, but isn't there some way that we can get to the president and let him know that the people that love him would like for him to stop using profanity? And that's all I have to say. Thank you. And
I appreciate you talking about that, Sheila, and bringing that up. And listen, I mean, did you hear what he said the other day? hey, if some guy's not going to stand up for the national anthem during the game, he's disrespecting the flag, he's disrespecting the country, then, you know, you fire the SOB. Now he actually said what that stands for. But to Sheila's point, do you think the president? Now, I happen to think. Now, listen, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio, anytime I do anything slightly negative about Trump, it's amazing how the hardcore Trump supporters get so exercised. And they're so defensive about President Trump. I don't know where the line in the sand is for some of the real hardcore Trump fans when they might say, okay, that time I think he crossed the line. I mean, it seems like the harder he is, the more belligerent he is in his comments for a certain percentage of the population, for a certain percentage of Trump supporters. Listen, I voted for him, but I wouldn't call myself a Trump fan. I pray for him. And I try to support the things that I can support. And I certainly have tremendous respect for him as the president and certainly for the office that he holds. But I'm not a big Trump fan. I mean, but he is what he is. And to a large extent, I think America picked a reality TV kind of business guy because that's where we're at. I mean, we have become a very crass, in-your-face, shoot-first, ask-questions-later community. And I think he represents that. I mean, take a look at what you see on social media, just people and even my friends, mostly believers on my personal Facebook page. I put some stuff up about Trump on this one and people just go at it. I mean, Donald Trump and he certainly didn't mean to do this, I don't think. But I think Satan's taken advantage of it. And I think it's a real telling thing for us in the church and the evangelical community, especially. We haven't seen anything divide evangelicals like this in my adult life. I haven't seen evangelicals that I know and love and have worked with for years divided over much of anything except Donald Trump. It's a major divisive force. When he steps into anything, just like a little rocket man. Now, should the president of the United States be referring to a lunatic over in North Korea as little rocket man and terrorism in general, a loser terrorist? Listen, I know what he's doing. He's trying to, you know, belittle them. But when you've got some lunatic who's got his finger on at least some nuclear weapons, I don't know that you play a middle school boys game and call names. For me, that's beneath the office of the president. Now, that's just who I am. And maybe that's because I've studied the founding fathers a lot. I think they would find his behavior and his wording and the way he handles himself, I think they would find that somehow like conduct unbecoming. But he is the president, and that is where we're at as a country. 866-348-7884. Or if you want to respond to anything I've said or anything the caller said, where do you come down on the NFL? The players, do they have a right? Do they have a First Amendment right to do that? Well, yeah, I think ultimately they do. Now, when you're an employee, you give up some of your rights. You can't go into an office place and turn the place upside down with your terrible language and inappropriate comments. They can fire you. And if you go to court and say, well, I have freedom of speech, I have First Amendment rights, sorry, that's not going to fly in a private business. That has limits. So you have to be careful about that. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to jump back over to some of my friends on Facebook Live. Robbie said, while I don't get the logic of protesting during the anthem and disagree with it, Trump's inability to appropriate Colossians 4:6 in his tone creates more sympathizers. Well, partially, Robbie, it creates more sympathizers on one side. And on the other side, it creates more anti-NFL sentiment. I think Donald Trump has tapped into a very frustrated, ticked off, kind of crass portion of our population. Not that every Trump supporter is like that, but a significant number of Trump supporters like the fact that he's not going to pull back on anything. He's going to say exactly what he thinks. People look at, I see it all the time on social media. Hey, he's standing up against all these spoiled rich brats who are disrespecting the very thing that makes it possible for them to have a job and get paid $30 million a year so we can watch you run around on a field in tights and beat up other guys. I mean, really? Now, for me as a Christian, I try to balance all this and say, what am I spending my time thinking about? In this case today, what am I spending my time talking about? So oftentimes I think we need to take these things captive and go, okay, what is this teaching me about myself, about my own walk with the Lord, about how I view other people, whether I agree with them or not? I think we have to be very introspective and very careful as Christians as our country becomes more divided more divisive. The rhetoric gets worse and more personal. I think we really need to consider, how are we witnessing for the Lord as we engage these things? I've got two more callers I want to get to, and then we'll have our buddy David Fisher in the last segment of the show. We'll do a little Money Monday update together. I'm going to go to, I think I can get to Bellini, who's calling in from Greensboro. Bellini, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Yes, go ahead. Let me get back to him. I lost him there for a second. Bellini, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start over.
Okay. I've been listening to you. I don't know, you supposed to bring these issues about the president, NFL, stuff like that on the radio, comment. But in my opinion, you might be bringing more division. People are going to be, you know, disagree with this and that. Going to be make people disappoint. You should spread the gospel and preaching the gospel. But if you talk about the president and bringing this thing on the air,
right,
people have two different opinions.
Well, Bellini, so, let me ask you a question right quick. Are you a regular listener to Call to Action?
Well, I've never been called on you, but...
Okay, so let me just ask you, as my brother in Christ, I assume, are you a follower of Jesus, Bellini?
Yeah.
Okay, so I appreciate that, and God bless you, and I am too. So we are brothers in the Lord. I would just ask you, out of courtesy and respect, that before you assume to know what my motivation is, listen to the show more than once. Because I don't talk about politics, and I don't talk about the president, and I don't talk about this stuff. If I do it twice a week out of 5 days, that's a pretty abnormal thing, because I'm trying to move us away from some of the pure political conversation and talk more about the gospel, more about ministry, more about testimony and discipleship and how we impact the culture in many other ways. So just do me a favor and try to listen more in the future so that you can learn a little bit more about my heart than just listening just for a couple minutes today. Let me go over to Chad, who's calling in from Raleigh. Chad, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say, just point out how it really became, during the election, it really became a choice between A and B. And whether you were on A or you were on B, the other side was evil. And nobody really took the time to listen to the other people. And when we listened to President Trump, and when he was asked, I forget the name of the television show, was he a Christian? Was he a believer? Did he ever confess his sins and things of that nature? He said, no, you know, I live so I don't have to ask for forgiveness and these sorts of things. But for whatever reason, white evangelicals supported him at a clip of, it was 81%.
Chad, and I got to put you on hold just because we're up against a break. Because you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see. Forever I'm discovering Jesus. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. By the way, if you're in North Carolina listening on the Truth Radio Network, or especially if you're in the Triangle area of North Carolina, where I live and breathe and operate. Except today, I'm on the campus of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. Beautiful Southern California out here with Pastor Greg Laurie and the Crusade staff and the church staff here. And we've got some meetings today and tomorrow about Harvest Crusades and Harvest America next year. We'll be speaking of football, we'll be back in the AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play in Dallas Sunday, June 10th next summer. We'll be doing Harvest America again from there, like a 90,000 seat arena. Unbelievable what God did there in March of 2016, and we're praying for even bigger, better things. So we're talking about that. And also this Thursday, Steve McQueen, American Icon, one night only Fathom event. 800 theaters around the country. SteveMcQueenMovie.com is where you go for that. A great evangelistic story, the salvation of arguably one of the biggest stars in Hollywood in the last 50 years. And he died of cancer in 1980, mesothelioma, actually. He got that from removing asbestos when he was in the Navy. But he became a follower of Jesus Christ before he got sick. It wasn't a deathbed conversion. And one of Steve McQueen's wishes, and you'll hear this in the movie, Steve McQueen, American Icon, is that he wished he'd be able to tell people how the Lord helped him Well, guess what? Here we are 37 years later, and all of a sudden Steve McQueen's little prayer there is going to get exponentially blown out of the water as God has reached into Greg Laurie's life and then Harvest and then the Irwin brothers to create Steve McQueen, American Icon. That's this Thursday, September 28th, and you can find a theater near you, stevemcqueenmovie.com. We'll be doing that in Raleigh, too. We have a totally sold-out showing just for guys as an outreach, which we're excited about. But let's get to our good friend David Fisher's calling in from Landmark Capital, and we'll do a Money Monday update. David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Very good.
Great to have you on here. So let me just ask you this, because we were just talking about it with a bunch of listeners and callers. Real quick, where do you come down on the whole NFL thing?
People go to sports and turn on the television for sports, for entertainment, to get away from politics. And when it's thrown right in their face before the game starts, I think that should be separated. But they have their freedom. There's that flip side of that. But if I was the NFL team leader or the NFL commissioner, I'd say you do that on your time, not on your working time.
Yeah, that's a great point. I totally agree with you. That's the point I made during the show as well. Okay, let's start with a Matthew 5:37. I appreciate you. We're going to talk about finances and what's going on in the markets and everything. But we always start our Money Monday updates with a passage of Scripture. So take us down that road, David.
Matthew 5:37. But let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. You know, partially because of, the NFL, but mostly, there's people are not being clear in their yes and not being clear in their no. And, you know, I've learned getting to a little bit older age in life that it's okay to say no to certain things and have a conviction about that. So make sure you let your yes be yes and no be no. Don't be in the middle. Don't be wishy-washy. That's where it gets interpreted and evil can happen. So that's part of maturity in the Lord, maturity as people. And I'd like to see governments mature into this because there's certainly a lot of misunderstanding going on, especially with North Korea and the United States and everything that evolves around that with Russia and China and the UN. It's just, you know, and politics, there's a whole lot of misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah, that's usually the name of the game. Some of it is natural and can be avoided. Some of it's intentional, and we have to be discerning to recognize that. Well, you mentioned North Korea. So the U.S. is imposing new sanctions now, and are you seeing things in the markets, U.S. and global markets, just based on what's going on with North Korea? And then, of course, North Korea announces officially that the U.S. has declared war on them. So what effect is that having so far?
Well, we're not seeing immediate effect, but we're starting to see the trickle-down effect, as they say. The first thing that started is China stopped all imports of textiles from North Korea, which is going to be probably somewhat affecting some of our trade with North Korea. But Russia really started the first death march on this thing. They immediately, President Vladimir Putin instructed his government to approve legislation stopping the dollar to be used in all ports and put tariffs on the dollar. And only allows rubles to be proposed as the currency in exchange for transports at ports in Russia. So this is a big move. They talked about this actually a couple of years ago, but we went past talk and said, let's vote and put it in the law now.
Yeah, and so what do you expect to see happen here? Because I think some people might hear this and say, oh, you know, well, David is a precious metals guy, and so is he saying get out of stocks and just buy gold because the world's burning in flames? But I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, in fact, I've never said that. And there's scripture says a false balance is abomination to the Lord, and I never do I want to give that type of insight because that's not even wisdom. That's bad. That's bad advice. Never be in one asset class and do one extreme thing based upon what I call the wild card. And, you know, the wild card could be escalating to war, and unfortunately I think it's going to escalate to that because of the leadership of North Korea not wanting to back down and what they're saying. But, you know, I've never said put 100% of your money in gold and get all out of stocks. But there's reasons to be in gold, and then there's reasons to be in stocks. At the end of the day, it's all about protecting and growing your money, whether it be stocks or gold. And certainly gold is outperforming stocks right now by about 1% compared to the markets. Stock is up 12.8% and gold is up 13.9% year to date. So, and over the 15-year period, gold has moved up 400 28%, while stocks have moved up 105%. Looking at the Dow as an index and the gold as an index, naturally there's stocks that have performed more than that and gold coins that have performed more than that and under those things.
Yeah, and I think we always, and I appreciate you, you know, brought me down an educational road over the last couple of years on this issue, because I was very skeptical at first when I've, you know, whether it's Glenn Beck or whoever or whatever website you want to talk about, just going, okay, it's just kind of catastrophist talk and mindsets and people just trying to take advantage of fear in order to make a buck. But this is about balancing out our portfolios and being wise about it, not being totally opportunistic. We're not talking about that at all. So, when we talk about other things going on outside of North Korea, and these issues are important, they do have financial impacts around the world, which is why we need to be discerning and why we talk about it on the air. Jesus and the scriptures talk a lot about money and possessions, which is why we don't leave it out of the conversation here on Call to Action. But talk about other things. I mean, we've got Obamacare repeal and replace of that. And what do you think is going to happen there? And then, of course, the Trump tax plan. Is that going to get any traction?
Well, the Obamacare repeal and replace is, it's very... We're referring to the Lindsey Graham and the Bill Cassidy, or the Graham-Cassidy bill. It's really murky waters. I don't think they have enough votes to get this thing done. You know, keep in mind, Steve, the House has tried to repeal and replace at some levels of Obamacare over 50 times since October 2009. So when it was the Affordable Care Act. So I don't know if this last push is really going to get it done. You know what this tells me, though? This really tells me that having a national health care system, and that's what we're really talking about here, moving towards a government-controlled health care system costs a lot more money than anybody can get their arms around.
And well, that's a single payer, which most people don't even understand what a single payer system is. The single payer system is the government becomes the single purchaser of health insurance. They pay the health insurance companies, and then we get our plans through the government. That's what a single payer is. And if you want to complain about government now, holy cow, wait until they have total control of 1/6 of the economy, because that would be a train wreck, David.
It would be a train wreck, and that's kind of what pensions are, a single-payer pension fund, and that's why most of the pensions are in trouble today, because they didn't factor in what happened in 2008. The single-payer health care fund does not factor in all the cost of it, and so it's a mess, and I don't think we're going to really get a health care national system that's going to stand on its own 2 feet in a couple years even. And I think, you know, when we got Obamacare, it wasn't the best thing. You know, Nancy Pelosi said, you know, pass the bill and we'll read it later. And here we're in a big mess. It's one mess after another. Unfortunately, I'm not negative government, but it's just a big, big elephant to bite. And this one bite at a time certainly has not worked either.
No, that's exactly right. So what about the Trump tax plan or any tax plan getting through? Are you optimistic about that at all?
Well, they originally wanted to pass this thing in the first month, and they turned in the first 100 days, and now we're in September. There's a recent plan put together by called the Big Six. I hope they don't call it the Deep Six, but Paul Ryan, McConnell, Steve Mnuchin, Gary Cohen, Orrin Hatch, and Kevin Brady, very well-respected people. So they're wanting to change some rates. They want to take the 7 income brackets down to 3, collapse it to that, and take the top rate from 39.6 down to 35. They want to take the corporate rate from 35 down to 20%. I think it's missing the big piece that they've been talking about the whole time. What's it going to do to the middle income producing person? And so it goes again towards benefiting the rich, and it doesn't address the problem. It's going to create debt. I think we're going to have another fight, and it's going to come right at the time of now raising the debt ceiling towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of challenges, unfortunately, and these are all the things that the market has been moving up on with the anticipation these things were going to get passed.
Right.
I think you're going to see the market start to slow down now.
Yeah, as it comes to its senses and realizes that the things that have been talked about are most likely not going to actually happen, even though they've been promised over and over again. That's just what D.C. has given us these days. It's just empty promises. David, how can people get more information and education from your team?
They can call us the old-fashioned way at 844-879-8882 or go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
David, always great to have you on. Thank you so much for bringing us your expertise and helping us out with these difficult issues. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Okay, pal, we'll talk again real soon. All right, friends, that was our friend David Fisher. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. And God willing, I'll be back with you again tomorrow.